Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, it's me, John Gabris, and you're about to hear an episode of the Gino Lombardo Show from Season 1, now available for free for the first time, released from behind the paywall. Take a listen and get ready for Season 2, which is coming October 5th on Stitcher Premium. If you don't have Stitcher Premium yet, you can go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code Gino for one free month.
Broadcasting from the heart of Long Island.
Oh, hell yeah.
WLIR
106.9.
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
Gino. Cue intro music.
That was the man himself, Mr. BJ, Billy Joel. Woo, that's right. You're listening to the Gino Lombardo Show on 106.9 WLIR. This is the titular Gino Lombardo coming at you live out of Patch Hog, Long Island. We got a great episode lined up for you today. I can't wait to get some of my guests. My first guest is my radio professor, my thesis class professor, all the way from Nassau Community College, which means he had to take one highway and then Hempstead Turnpike to get here. He's coming down to see me do what I did in class for so many fucking years in front of him. Now I'm doing it live on the radio for you people, live into your cars. This is playing off a boombox at Jones Beach. This is playing off of a Zune at Marvell. This is playing off of a fucking H6 Zoom recorder out of a Carvel. This is playing in the back of a F-150 in the parking lot of My Hero. This, you're at Bageltown Cafe, some hot ass bitch pulls up in a white Beamer and she's cranking this with the windows down. And she's, you look at her and you're like, fuck, dude, this chick listens to the Gino Lombardo Show. I was already hard because of thoughts I was having in line at the bagel shop. Now I'm fully fucking turgid. We got dripping pre-cum. That's the kind of excitement I want from my listeners, and this is the kind of excitement I'm bringing. The guy who gave me this project, the guy who set me up with the credits, who set me up with my graduation project, is here today. So you're going to hear from Dr. Percy Clancy in no time. Until then, stay hard, freaks.
WLIR 106.9.
I'm John. This is my brother, Jimmy. And we're the two plumbers from Mario Brothers Plumbing, John and Jimmy Mario.
Yeah, that's right. We're not Mario and Luigi.
We're just two brothers with the last name Mario. And we are plumbers. You
with
name
two
it.
Two brothers named Mario who are plumbers.
But we're not Mario and Luigi. Yes, we wear overalls and have mustaches, but that's more of a plumbing thing than a Mario thing.
And yeah, I wear green overalls, and my brother wears red overalls.
And we're addicted to psilocybin mushrooms. That is all correct, but that does not mean we are the Mario Brothers. We are here to clear your clogs. You got hair, you got nails, you got dog fur, you got cat fur, you got feathers.
You got it all up in your septic tank, and it's clogged. Kingdom come.
You got one of those millennials who's getting their ass eaten, so they constantly have to wipe with baby wipes, and now that's jamming up your system.
All right, you got to get the right ones. They're bad for the environment. They make good ones that work. Anyway, you probably got turtle shells down there.
Let us know if you got extra turtle shells. We like to drag them behind our go-karts. That's right. We are two guys named Mario who dress like... But we
put on fur raccoon costumes. But we're not Mario and Luigi, all right? We're two brothers, Jimmy and Johnny, Mario.
I pronounce it Mario. He pronounces it Mario. Our dad said he doesn't know, so we...
I'm from the North End.
He's from the North Shore. I'm from the South Shore. We're 1 year apart. Our dad moved the year in between.
But you should come to Mario Brothers Plumbing if you want to meet us and
we
have us come to your house. We have a third brother.
His name's Wario.
And he's the bad one.
Come anyway, on. If you got shit in your septic tank,
Yeah, if you got shit in your septic tank, that's okay.
That's
what's supposed to be there. But if you got shit coming out of your bathtub or your faucets or your laundry machine, we can fix that.
If you got shit in a blender.
Yeah, now that's a bad situation. You can't have that. You can't be having that. If that's the case, my brother will get in a cloud with a little fishing rod and hover over it and fish the blender out.
Okay, so we will do it all. We will unclog your sink, your drains, your septic tank. We will put on fire retardant suits and shoot little fireballs at all these clogs. Now again, we are not Mario and Luigi, all right?
Legally, we have to let you know that we are named the Mario Brothers because our names are John and Jimmy Mario, and that's it. All these other things are just coincidences. All right, well, we have to go. My wife, the princess, has been kidnapped again.
Yeah, and my little lover boy, he's a toad man, is calling me on my cell phone.
All right? Well, this is how most commercials end.
Broadcasting from the heart of Long Island,
it's the Gino Lombardo Show.
How are the levels, Brett?
Good as always.
All right, that water sounded nice. Here we go. Welcome back to the Gino Lombardo Show, 106.9 WLIR, recording out of the Patchogue, Long Island offices. Guys, a true honor today for me. I've got Nassau Community College's Dean Emeritus of the radio program and my favorite professor, and he's overseeing this current thesis project that you are listening to, Dr. Percy Clancy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for bringing me in. It is my absolute pleasure to be on this radio program.
Dr. Clancy, for me, it's huge to have you here. You inspired me. You fostered me. You developed me. I never thought I was going to do talent. I was just trying to be an engineer, you know. But then I realized how simple and stupid it is and like kind of like it's like you're just good at computers, and then you pretend that you're making radio, right, Brett?
I don't think that's quite accurate.
Brett, don't interrupt Dr. Clancy.
Yes, I've long felt that engineers are kind of like, how do I say this? Slaves.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You kind of just point and direct, and they just do it. And there's not really much nuance to it.
We've been getting a lot of notes from the FCC about slave talk on the Gino Lombardo show.
Oh,
so I think we have to back off that a little bit. Yeah, I'm in a lot of hot water. I got the NAACP and the NCAA are after me. Oh. They're trying to shut me down.
Both predominantly black organizations.
I think the NCAA, as you get higher in the power structure, unfortunately is less black than you want it to be.
So they want you to think. So they want you to. But that's another, that's one of my old programs in the 60s. I used to talk about stuff like that.
I used to love some of your old stuff. You did a lot of that counterculture stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
And now you're just passing on your information to people like me.
I just knew at some point I had to give back.
For me, being able to take a class from Dr. Percy Clancy is like learning how to do a foul shot from Pistol Pete.
Of course.
You want to learn from slide from Ty Cobb.
You want to learn from the masters, of course.
Yeah. Of course. Hey, again, remember, eliminate the use of the word masters and slaves if we can. I've just been getting in a lot of hot water with different groups.
Of course.
The ACLU and UCLA are both after me for that.
Ooh, watch out. You're going on a tangent, Gino. You want to make sure you're bringing the show back in.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're headed in one direction.
Right. This is something that Dr. Percy Clancy worked on me with a lot. So here, let me show you how you'd steer it back. I got Dr. Percy Clancy in the studio with me. All right, Doc. Here's my question for you.
Sure.
Do you miss having your morning radio show? Because you used to do 7 hours every day on 101.1.
That's right. I'd start at 2 a.m. and end at 9.
A lot of people don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
You would do like a nighttime, this is you coming home drunk. You would have playlists for people who were partying or overnight truckers.
Yes.
And then you transition to a morning wake up, morning commute.
Yes.
And that's just fucking genius. People weren't doing that.
You know, it's kind of unfortunate what ended up happening with that. It's because a lot of people did stop partying. I don't know if you've read articles, but people don't party as hard as they used to in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. With each decade, the partying lessened.
See, that was one of the I think that's one of society's biggest faults at this point, is the less partying. But we are living longer, so we are taxing the environment and the economy.
Unrelated. Unrelated. Correlation is not causation.
Thank you. See, that was two whole classes when I took it from I've taken over 70 credits from you, and I've gotten over 100 credits from Earwolf. I could technically have graduated 5 times, but due to some small requirements, I still got to do intro to fast forward and rewind volume 2.
And those are two of the hardest classes. I flunked intro to fast forward a couple of times.
Well, back in your day, it was all dials. Now
it was
digital,
all dials.
So
exactly. Yeah,
different.
You guys have it so much easier. I mean, we used to have to cut the radio signals with scissors.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's where the term Marconi scissors come from,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah,
because Marconi was the first person who went, "Ooh, I think you could cut this with scissors."
We got to cut this wave in half.
Yeah,
baby.
And it was such a genius move. People were only cutting waves in thirds, and he decided to cut them in half.
Oh, geez, you cut a wave in half, and you got yourself two half waves.
Two half waves.
Holy shit!
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, you got to see the diagram Dr. Percy Clancy did for us in class. It was good.
I usually only show that to, you know, my wives, but I thought you were special and I decided to show it to you.
Yeah, you pluralize wives there, and this is something that's come up in class a few times.
I've been married 6 times.
Yeah, and you are currently polygamous, right?
Yes,
you've been married
polygamous.
6 times and you are currently married to multiple.
I think people think that I lost these women. No, I was just gaining more.
One died in when you took her out on a boat overnight.
Yes.
You said she fell off.
She fell off the boat overnight. I wasn't on the boat. I know a lot of people think that I was on the boat. I was watching the boat from the dock, however.
You swam out to the
boat.
Swam out to the boat.
Once I saw her fall.
Oh, geez, something's wrong.
But I had a cramp in my leg. I couldn't make it fast enough to the boat.
Oh, you're telling
to do
me.
Age old story. I was a young 20 years old when that happened, and for some reason was too tired to swim.
And now you have 6 wives. Well,
yeah,
five wives.
Yes. I like to say I have 6 because sometimes I feel Nancy around.
You didn't divorce from Nancy.
Never.
Dr. Percy Clancy's wife, Miss Nancy Clancy.
Yeah.
Question for you, Dr. Percy Clancy. You see the radioscape has changed. Josh keeps trying to explain to me how this is more of a podcast than it is a radio show.
Oof.
It's not even live. It's hard to get people to call.
I can't believe you can say podcast on air, but you can't say nigger. I mean, it makes me upset.
I'm so pissed about that. And Dr. Percy Clancy, it has changed, and white people are not allowed to say the N-word.
Are you serious?
Again, as I told you, the NAACP, NCAA, ACLU, and UCLA, and Tom Brady's ACL are all, I'm in litigation with all of them.
Sure.
So I don't think we can say it.
Can I tell you something that a lot of people don't know? In the 60s, if you marched with them, they let you say it a couple of times. And that's one of the reasons why I went. I didn't want them in the restaurants, but I heard that if you marched with them, you could say it a couple times.
Dr. Clancy, please, let's, the views expressed here by Dr. Percy Clancy are not the explicit views of the Gino Lombardo show.
You know John Lewis, he's a representative, he's still in Senate.
Oh, he's one of the Selma guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
When I heard it was a couple times, I asked him, if I kept marching, do they accumulate? And we argued about it.
Because you racked up a bunch.
I went to so many marches.
You taught us that in class, and that got me.
Hit those marches,
and for me it was a lot of like I was at Black Lives Matters rallies and stuff, and I was just like down in Ferguson. I was like, now I could say the N word, and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
I think you got pepper sprayed by the protesters.
I was the only person
who got pepper sprayed by a protester.
I was caught in between the protesters and the police, both parties absolutely hating me. You know, they were calling me all different kinds of stuff,
but
they beat my ass blue. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, blue asses matter if you ask me.
I don't like podcasts. I just feel like they're, what are they doing?
I don't know. It's like DVR'd radio. It's
absolutely.
Like, yeah, there's no need to tune in.
There was something about waking up in the morning to hear Zoo in the morning, you know?
Yes.
On Z100.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear Elvis Duran and the Zoo crew? Yeah,
of course.
Get your ass up and
I'd love hearing them do their delightful little pranks.
It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And now it's like, oh, hold on. I listen to this while I fucking do computer programming. I listen to this while I, clean out insurgents in Baghdad.
Absolutely. I'm listening to it at 4 p.m. I'm listening to it at 5 p.m. I'm listening to it.
And you can't even do like, it's 5:11, it's time for the weather, because these motherfuckers are listening to it whenever they want. It's absolute
bullshit.
It's
destroyed the magic of radio.
It really has. And here, you want to know the craziest shit?
Mm.
People are spending money and driving long distances to see these people doing podcasts live.
That's ridiculous.
I know. First of all, the format makes no sense. I mean, we used to, you know, we did a couple of class field trips where we went to Splish Splash in Riverhead and did like a little tent up from there. And like, sometimes you got to be on location.
Of course, but you're usually offering something, right? Yeah. Like a radio station to be like, come see us at this auto zone.
Yeah, we'll be at the Jones Beach Amphitheater in the ramp up to the Eddie Money tribute concert. Yes. Yeah.
But it was never about showing off how many fans you have and doing callback jokes that only four or five white men understand. That's never what radio was about.
But they eat it up. These white people love callbacks. They love connections.
Yes.
Some of these white people are so broken that they comment on everyone's Twitter and Instagram exclusively characters that they've done on the podcast, kind of almost eliminating the fact that there's a real person who's playing the character. It's complicated because a lot of these guys are doing these weird characters, you know, and it sort of is a cover to say whatever you want.
Sometimes saying very racist, homophobic, sexist things under the guise of a character.
Yeah, hey, it's a character. This is not how I feel, but I have some really strong thoughts.
Look, we've all auditioned for Saturday Night Live before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish I could, but keep sending them tapes and they keep saying, you know, Chinese architecture is fine by us.
Well, I don't know what you if I ever told the story in class, but I actually auditioned for SNL. It was down to between me and Garrett Morris, and I decided to use one of my N-word passes right there.
That's smart.
But on Garrett Morris.
Oh, no, that's less smart. I thought you meant like to show your range. You're like, look, I'm willing to say the N-word. No. I could be in like that Chevy Chase Richard Pryor sketch.
Yeah, but then he pretended that he couldn't hear me. He went, what? So I had to say it again.
Oh, and you used up your last
that
one.
That very classic Garrett Morris sketch. Yeah.
Maybe we cut that part. Or we leave it in. Either way, I don't know. Is this live to tape? Tape to live, Brett? How is this working? Is this already
on
the radio?
So.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me?
It's a podcast.
What is your name again, sir?
What's the luff?
My name is Brett Morris.
Brett Morris? Nice. Are you related to Garrett?
Probably by marriage.
We're all married.
I would have to guess by marriage at this point.
You never know. Some people take these 23andMe's and they're very surprised.
Oh, yeah.
I found out I was a third Filipino.
That's really exciting. How does that work out?
My father was a cheater. That's simply all it was.
Oh, okay. And so your father cheated on you with a Filipino woman and she gave birth to you?
That's right.
Okay. So your father to you wasn't a cheater because you're the son of the woman.
I'm the son of the woman. That's my mother.
Oh, right. But
not the woman I was raised with. I've never met this woman before.
Okay. So you were born from this woman and then raised by a different woman.
Yes.
By
my mother.
By
your mother. Mrs. Clancy. Mrs. Nancy Clancy.
Fancy Nancy Clancy. She was a radio person, too.
Right.
It was very exciting
to
listen to her back in the
day. That's
right. She used to do, like, well, it was back in the day, so it was we now know, a little too misogynistic. Like, she just did, like, the shopping news.
Yes. It's cleaning products. She always had a cleaning product to recommend and stuff like that.
She would say the weather and then say the outfit you should wear based on the weather. Yeah.
Now, here's something. People thought she was so delightful, but the moment she came home, she was so mean and nasty to me, and I could never understand why.
Oh, that's absolutely believable. Chicks be like that.
It was just so frustrating to hear this delightful, beautiful woman on the radio and then come home to her being like, what are you doing? Why do you look like that? Why do you have such a tiny penis? It made me furious.
Oh, man. Well, those are very specific complaints that she walks in the door already heated up about
bags
how
of
small
groceries in her hand, not even down on the counter.
She had to stop in food shop on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're tired because you worked from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m.
9 a.m. I was dead. And I've been doing it since I was 14 years old. So I was dead.
Holy
tired.
Shit. Yeah. You did it for 10 years before radio existed,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And it was nice that it. Like mainstream radio.
People would come into the basement and listen to me do it.
Yeah, and some truckers who had like certain ham radios can hear your
could
shit.
Could hear me,
for a while.
We would do on ham for a little bit.
You would go ham.
We would go ham. Oh, do you hate how they took that from us?
I'm so pissed that they took that from us. I'm even uncomfortable saying they, Dr. Percy Clancy. I'm pretty sure, again, I'm in such hot water with the NFL and the ATL.
Oh, yeah. Well, the ATL, they fight. They go to court hard.
I'm being taken down by trap music.
They go
hard.
Listen, you know that classic Young Jock song, Meet Me in the Court.
Oh,
it's going
down. We fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that your wife would talk to you like that, but...
Oh, that wasn't my wife. That was my mother.
Oh, your mother.
Yeah,
oh,
my mother Fancy and Nancy my wife are named Nancy.
Your mother would come home and talk to you about how small your penis is?
Absolutely.
God, you know, not a lot of people realize that white people can go through shit, too. Like, that's an intense...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't see me going around writing long threads on Twitter about generational trauma.
And I hear this from some of my married friends. They watch their wife the way they interact with the baby or the dog. You know, oh, sweet, I missed you while I was at work. And then turn to the husband and go, so no dishes, you know?
Yeah.
I hear that from a lot. This is not specific to me. This is something I've heard from other people.
No.
That their wife is like really friendly to the dog when she gets home from work. But then
immediately.
Not even excited to see
not
you.
Not even excited.
And okay, one of us shit on the floor.
Sure.
We don't know who. You instantly assume it's me.
Yeah.
Because it's huge. But yeah. I have a small dog. And I'm saying, hypothetically, this is somebody else.
Don't consider that small dog not to be strong.
Small, but hey, big things come in small packages. And
all the
turds
time.
Are the number one. I mean, you can have a huge turd out of a tiny butthole.
Of course.
I've said that 100 times. God help me if I ever had a tiny butthole again. You know what I'm talking about, Brett?
You must. You're Morris.
We know what you're talking about.
Brett Morris and the motherfucking time. We got more with Dr. Percy Clancy right after this ad. Hey, it's Gary from Long Island Bagel Cafe. Why don't you grab my coupon out of the Penny Saver and come on down to Long Island Bagel Cafe where you can buy a dozen, get six free, or buy a pound of cream cheese, get a quarter pound free, buy a half a pound of lox spread, get a quarter pound of lox spread free. Come on down to Long Island Bagel Cafe. We're the one that's across... So you know how where Newbridge meets Sunrise Highway? But if you go like a mile north of there, you cross Jerusalem, and Newbridge and Belmore are kind of running parallel at that point. There's a Hess station, like right on the corner. And if you see the Hess station, that's how you know you're close to the Long Island Bagel Cafe. So you make a right at the Hess station. You take that about 6 Mississippi. And at 6 Mississippi, there's like a playground. You know where the rusted out swing set where allegedly Amy Fisher blew Joey Buttafuoco? Well, you make a right there. And from there, you're only 9 minutes away from the Long Island Bagel Cafe. You come to a dead end. And when you get to that dead end, turn around, go back 1,000 feet, and make a right. If you never get to the dead end, 1,000 feet before the dead end, make a left. And right down that street is Long Island Bagel Cafe's parking lot. And so you park your car there and you wait for the shuttle, which will bring you to the Long Island Bagel Cafe. Once on the bus, you'll receive a blacked out hood so that you cannot find the actual way to and from the Long Island Bagel Cafe. The directions are impossible. There is no street address. Your best bet, and don't try to do like David Strathairn does in Sneakers and like pay attention to road bumps and listen for, no, none of that's gonna work because we also put noise canceling headphones that are just cranking the band Ministry at over the amount of decibels that a human body can handle. And I know what you're thinking. Well, I'll be able to smell where we're going. And that's wrong, because on the bus is 12 pounds of rotting lox, Nova Scotia lox, just to fuck up your scent. Check out the bagels. Buy 12, get 6 free. That's 18. And that's my guarantee. Long Island Bagel Cafe.
This is
Bethpage, Hicksville, Farmingdale, Wine Bench, Deer Park, Brentwood, Central Islip, and Ronkonkoma.
The Gino Lombardo Show.
We're back, still chatting with Percy Clancy. Do you have any advice for me going in? You know, this is my thesis project. This is hopefully going to be the thing on my resume that gets me some radio jobs.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for me? Anything that I should heed as I go on?
Go against the curve. Go against what everyone else is doing. You know, so many people want to lean in and do all these things that everyone else is doing. I say, when everyone was playing the Beatles in the 60s, I was the one station that refused to play them.
I love that about you. It lost the radio station tons of money. Lost you a couple of jobs.
Oh, yeah.
But I love that you had principle.
I never, 60s, I said no to the Beatles. 70s, I said no to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you didn't play any Twisted Sister in the 80s.
No, not at all.
All the big ones, Beatles, yep. Led Zeppelin, Twisted Sister.
And in the 90s.
I still refuse to talk about the Beatles, play the Beatles, yes, any of that, because in honor of you. Because I want to keep that tradition alive. It's fun. You
the
know?
Only time I played something mainstream was in the 90s. I got an easy listening job, and I would play Fuck the Police every hour.
I love that.
Yes.
Because that is a sentiment one could always get behind. No matter how easy my listen is, give me my Michael McDonald, give me my Kenny Loggins, but I will say, Fuck the Police.
Oh, yeah. And people loved it. People loved Sailing by Christopher Cross playing, then transitioning hard into Fuck the Police by N.W.A.
And you know what? That shit would play like in an elevator. You'd be going to like, I got to go to the department store, get in the elevator, and it'd be like, sailing away. And then all of a sudden, boom, N.W.A. fucking comes in hard, coming straight through the underground. I was at a JCPenney's on the escalator, and it must have been one of your days because you transitioned hard from some song directly into Fuck the Police, and we got worked up and we flipped the security guard's desk and took his walkie-talkie.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, this is our mall now, motherfucker.
This is our mall. And I think that was about a 5-day hostage situation.
Yeah, it was a five. We held Roosevelt Field Mall hostage for 5 days until the SWAT team came in through Gene Country and kind of sniped a few of my compatriots out. They were hanging out.
You can't do that anymore with Twitter. I think people will get on Twitter and be like, you know, news doesn't travel. News travels too fast now.
Oh fuck. You know how hard it is to get in a hostage situation since Twitter.
I can't recall one hostage situation since Twitter came about.
It's impossible because then people just tweet, you know, I checked in at the hostage situation at this hotel in Fallujah. You know, come help me.
It's done. It's over.
It's toast. You know, and society's changed in a lot of ways. Like, do you even recognize the America we live in anymore?
I don't. I look around and I say, AOC.
Oh, don't even get me started. I'm in big trouble with the DHS and the AOC and the AFL.
But something that I really don't like about the way that world used to do is that radio used to do news. Did you know that?
We've heard tales that you used to get your news from a radioman.
So, but we would have to go record the story, come back, and then air it. So it took about 2 or 3 days for news stories to come across.
Oh, well, that makes sense why that's changed.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Oh, well, I think you should be able to see that one. That one makes pretty clear sense.
No, come on. You don't want to hear about 9/11 on 9/13.
All right, gather around, class. We got a field trip to Battery Park City. Wait, what? Wait, are you listening to 105.4? They're saying something about the towers went down yesterday. 2 days ago. And I will say I'm honored to know I found out about September 11th. I was 4 at the time, but I found out on September 13th from you.
I was on 1010 Winds, and of course everyone else had already reported on it, but I said, breaking news, 1013, and that's when I got fired from that job.
1010 News, we give you the traffic and weather on the 10s.
That's right.
And then on the 9s and the 11s, we explain to you something terrible happened in downtown New York.
Yeah. You give us 10 minutes, we give you the world.
Hell to the yeah.
That was me. I was the person who said that.
I know. This is like sitting across from Gary Delabate saying Baba Booey.
Absolutely.
This is like for real.
Yeah.
Can I ask one last favor before you get out of here?
Please.
Can you hit me with a station ID that says, this is Dr. Percy Clancy and you're listening to the Gino Lombardo Show? I might cry.
Sure.
All right.
Do you want me to do it in my classic radio voice? And how is the last name pronounced again?
It's Lombardo.
Lombardo.
I had you in class for 6 years. You're writing it down.
You know, people don't know this, but they do this in a lot of classes. You would remember kids' names by writing on the attendance sheet nicknames.
Oh, okay. All right. That's why you wrote Skinny Guinea right there.
It's how I remembered you. Now, look, a lot of teachers do this. Some that teach at improv places, and sometimes friends of yours sub in those improv places and tell you the names that they say for people in there. And you want me to do this in my old radio voice that I used to do.
Yeah, not the one you did, not the new radio voice you put into it.
And it's, listening.
It's really not that. It's
you're
funny.
Listening.
You're listening to the Gino. This is Dr. Percy.
And how do you want me to spell listening?
I don't care how you spell it. Just, you got to say it. No one can read this.
Listening to the Gino Lombardo Show.
Yes. Brett, we can use all this stuff. That
has he done this before?
Hey, Brett, lay off, okay? This is a professional. Not some bullshit. Easy. Check the luff meter and shut your fucking mouth.
You ready?
Yes, I've been ready for quite a while, Doc.
You're listening to the Gino Lombardo Show, my man.
And I loved it. Can we take it one more time where instead of Bumblardo, you say Lombardo? Just so we have one where you say my name correctly.
Sure, absolutely. All right, let's take that from the top then. And again, it's you're listening to the Gino Lombardo show.
Yes, is that how you want me to say? You're listening to the Gino Lombardo show. I don't know what that voice you were doing was. I'm not sure if you're allowed to.
That's my classic radio show.
Hey, you do you, Dr. Percy Quetzi. So, Brett, sound speeds.
Sound speeds.
You're listening to the Gino Lombardo show, my man. Where the checks?
That's perfect. That's okay. Exactly what I was looking for.
Of course. I mean, a lot of people don't know that I used to do that voice. I used to host a show on Hot 97.
Yeah, back when you could just like host a show doing a voice like that. Now it's got to be authentic.
Oh, it has to be. They expect a person to be black.
Yeah. They got YouTubes going inside the studios now.
And now I have to see Charlemagne the God's eyebrows every time he interviews somebody. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we got to see his. Is he 40, 20, or 80? No one knows which
No one knows how old Charlemagne the God is. But I do know I saw him at one of those marches I was at.
Oh, and he
looks exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, he's been around. He's like the Highlander.
Yeah.
He's like the Black Highlander.
Yeah.
He's in all these old pictures. If you look at any old picture of like American history, he's in like a lot of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like going to high school in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, of course. He's in the picture of Great Day in Harlem where all the great black writers all met up on
the
steps.
He's running alongside Nat Turner with a big fucking club. It's fucking awesome.
He's on the boats that landed in Virginia.
Again, we are in a little bit of trouble with the ACLU, UCLA, AOC, and the ALC.
You don't know what boats I'm talking about.
Fair enough. Well, Dr. Percy Clancy, thank you so much for coming into the Gino Lombardo show. It's been an absolute delight.
You know, Gino, I want to tell you something.
Oh, please.
When I saw you in class, I said, there's no way that this kid makes it. But I was absolutely wrong.
Oh,
and I never admit that.
Wow. That's huge. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I am going to be somebody someday.
I absolutely believe it. If you want to come on my boat later this weekend?
Yeah, sure. I love boats.
Great.
I'll meet you.
You'll have to sail out first and I'll wait on the dock for a little bit.
Okay. I love boats. I'm from a fucking island. How do you not love boats?
Sure.
See, even sure. I love a sure.
No, I was saying S-U-R-E, sure.
Oh, okay. We'll be back with more right after this break. Thank you, Dr. Percy Clancy. More Gino Lombardo Show on 106.9, recording right out of Patch Hog, Long Island. And goodbye.
W-L-I-R.
106.9.
All right, the phone lines are open, so do yourself a favor and call in to the Gino Lombardo Show, W-L-I-R 106.9. Oh, we got a line. Caller on one. Let me grab that. Hello, this is the Gino Lombardo Show, 106.9 WLIR. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Gino, this is Dr. Don.
Hey, Dr. Don, what can I help you with today?
I'm calling, actually, on behalf of a third party. She didn't have the strength to call you herself, but, you know, she's got some pretty bad diseases.
Oh, no.
And she's worried that maybe you could have gotten them, too.
Oh, no.
Is
this Marissa? Are we referring to Marissa?
Right. We're talking about Marissa.
The chick from King Cullen that I fucked in the shopping cart in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What kind of disease? Oh, is this one of those, like, you may have some STD calls?
That's right. That's exactly what this is, Gino.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you may have some STDs. Are you having trouble sleeping at night?
Yeah, I haven't slept a wink in like a month. Not since I fucked Marissa in the shopping cart.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a long time.
My piss sizzles a little. You know, when it hits the water, it kind of steams up. I think I'm pissing like over 105 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, well, all right. That sounds
and I got
real
that
bad.
Thing. I got that thing where your urethra like burps a little. You know, it makes a little noise and, like, some gas comes out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what that is, Doc Don?
That sounds bad, and you should probably get a second opinion.
No, well,
have you seen a doctor at all?
No, this is this is my first visit. You calling me with this news.
This isn't technically a doctor's. All right.
I should have known. I should have known she had those penguin hands. I can't believe I still did it.
Hey, you fucked in a shopping cart?
Yeah, she was one of the, she's the shopping cart gal in the King Cullen parking lot. And we, you know, it was one of the shopping carts where you can lift up the bottom to like slide in a bunch of paper towels or something like that, like a big mass order. And we were able to squeeze in there. Me being super skinny and all, it was easy for me to get in there. But I ate her box for like 40 minutes and then fucked her for 1 minute.
All right, well, guess what? I'm not a doctor. Fuck you.
What? Hey, Josh, Brett, we need to be screening these calls, okay? I just got fucking roasted on air. I just admitted to way too much weird shit. We got to be able to edit all that out, right?
I'm sorry. I thought that was a real doctor.
Okay. Well, fuck me. All right. Well, you know what? We'll edit all that out. We'll never, we won't let any of that air on this fucking show. That's right. After this, we'll be talking to animal expert Mikey Lieberman.
Are you feeling thin? Are you struggling in the gym? Are you not training like a fucking champ? Are you eating like a ramp? Well, then you need to try some horse meat. Hey, how you doing? This is Ryan Stanganelli. You gotta come down and get some fucking horse meat on your bones, man. Let me tell you something about horses, dude. Horses will get you fucking jacked, dude. Horses run fast, dude. Horses crunch carrots loudly, dude. And for years and years now, horses were just like in Black Stallion and Black Beauty and all these fucking girl horse movies. But let me tell you something. Horse meat is also the most bioavailable protein next to human flesh. So you gotta get yourself some horse meat. And where can you get that for food? Only from this fucking guy right here. I'm pointing to myself. You can't see because this is the fucking radio or something that somebody called a podcast. So you need to go to www.horsemeat.blogspot.com and enter the promo code Gino to get Stango's patented brand horse meat. You're going to get 20% off your first day's shipment. The only system that we have for this horse meat is you get it every day, 5 pounds a day for the rest of your fucking life. So your first day, you get 20% off. It's not a bad fucking deal. So get some horse meat in your bones. You're not going to take old Stango's word for it. Listen to some of my satisfied customers. Bumblebee, this is Optimus Prime. Horse meat got me jacked. Wow, that's fucking Optimus Prime. www.horsemeat.blogspot.com. Enter the promo code Gino. 20% off your first day shipment of 5 pounds.
Hi, my name is Leonard Morris, the owner and operator of Bug Chasers, a singles bar / extermination company located on Hempstead Turnpike in Uniondale. Here's what you can do. Come down to Bug Chasers, meet a guy, meet a gal, meet whatever you're looking for, and while you're there, book an appointment to have your house fumigated. Or vice versa. Come in to find out what we can do about your tree rat problem, and while there, maybe purchase a beverage or an app for someone of your or whatever gender you're attracted to. We've got them all there. Also on Tuesday nights, it's buy one, get one free cocktails and buy one, get one half off Cricket Bombs. Cricket Bombs, of course, eliminate all crickets from your neighborhood so you don't have to turn your TV up full volume. We know here on Long Island, cave crickets, huge issue. Now, we've had some people show up, people looking to get diseases and stuff. I guess, unbeknownst to me, Bug Chasers is a colloquial term that refers to people who want to get diseases. And hey, more power to whatever you want to do. But here at Bug Chasers, which we now realize is an unfortunate name, but when you spend $1.6 million on a sign and a website, you can't really back down. So come on down to Bug Chasers. We got singles bar, we got ladies night, and we have ladies day for exterminators where women can get half price fumigations of their houses, nothing sketchy. Okay, it's been me, Leonard Morris. See you at the Bugs.
It's the Gino Lombardo Show.
Sound speeds.
You're listening to the Gino Lombardo Show on WLIR 106.9, broadcasting live out of Patch Hog, Long Island. Everybody, you are hearing this live while you're driving to work. I hope you enjoy your day shift as a custodial worker in the Belmore Merrick Central High School District. Also, joining me in the studio, I saw this fucking guy at Westbury Music Fair. He opened for Jackie the Joke Man Martling doing his animal stunts. He's the Jack Hanna of the tri-state area. Guys, I got animal expert Mikey Lieberman in the studio. Mikey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, bud. Good to see you again.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, man.
I got some great moles for you.
You brought moles?
Animals.
Oh, animals.
Yeah, it's a little insider talk.
That's how you guys shorten it?
Yeah, it's inside baseball.
It's called Malls.
Apostrophe M-A-L-S.
Oh, I see. I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Annie Miles.
Annie Miles.
Well, Mikey, it's so great to see. I mean, I saw your show live, and I was fucking taken aback.
Oh,
some of the most
you.
Beautiful, majestic animals I've ever seen. You know. Just running free around the Westbury Music Fair, going ape shit.
That's right.
Fucking kids.
I'm an animal whisperer.
I saw you unloaded like a dozen crates out of like a big-ass truck.
We got crates for you today, Gino. We got dirty, big crates.
They are huge, dirty crates.
And let me just say, I wanted to make it special, so a lot of these animals are from the island, specifically.
Oh, that's so nice.
You're not
going to
just get, you know...
How many monkeys, how many zebras do I need to see? I want to see island
animals.
Yeah,
you see that in any zoo. But
yeah, go to a zoo if you want
to
see...
I wanted to teach people about the island.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I like. So what's this first animal you got here?
Okay, Mickey? So this one's actually from Western Long Island.
Ooh, nice.
This one is called a squirrel. Okay.
It's a huge crate for a squirrel.
That's right. Now, these things, this is a big crate. The squirrel needs a lot of room or else it'll go crazy.
Oh, okay.
All right? It'll lose its mind. I kept a squirrel one time in a very small cage.
Oh, you gotta be careful.
I opened the cage, it ripped my wife's face to shreds.
Oh my God, that's how that happened?
That's how that happened.
Because you brought her out at the Westbury Music Fair as sort of like a way to scare kids
that's
from fucking around with animals.
That marriage ended very quickly after that. I left immediately. I couldn't look.
Oh, I don't blame you. You know can't stay with that. Yeah. No.
Well, I didn't say that to her.
Of course.
I said your personality is not up to par. You know
right.
What I mean?
That's smart because then she's going to work on her personality.
Exactly.
Something she could actually fix.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So let's get this fucking squirrel.
All right. So
out
here
before,
we go. I'm going to
before
this.
It goes nuts.
Okay. Now it's hard for people at home to see this because this is
a radio.
A radio. Yeah.
But you can picture what a squirrel might look like.
All right.
Like.
So I'm opening the cage. Big cage.
Okay.
Let me open the clasp. Okay. So here we go. Come on out, sweetie. Come on out. Come on out.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here, take this Twix bar and open it up.
Okay.
They like nuts. And
they like...
I think the middle of a Twix is nut.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's like a graham cracker or something.
I think it's mashed up nut.
Oh, okay. It's mashed nut. All right. Here we go.
Oh, here she comes.
Come here, sweetie.
Here she comes. Come here, River.
Oh, hi, River.
Oh, here she comes. All right. She's very scared. All right, give her the Twix.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, look at her. Eat that Twix.
No.
Oh, she wants another one.
She goes, oh, wow, she likes both.
The good thing these come two in a pack, am I right?
That's right. Now, I found the squirrel
is it safe to
by
give
a bus stop. I grabbed her by the back of her scruff.
Yeah, I can see
that. I threw her in the cage. She may have had a family that I heard screaming, but it didn't matter.
It can't matter.
A lot of times you have to help these animals recuperate, you know?
Right, yes.
And it looked like this animal was hurt.
Yeah, because it was just near a bus stop.
Yes, yes.
And that's a sad situation for a squirrel.
That's right.
Which is more familiar with trees and yards.
That's true.
For it to be at a bus stop, you're wondering, is it leaving town?
What's it doing?
Did it have a bad breakup?
Is it sad?
Is it going to Hollywood to try to make a name for itself?
That's so cute.
It's like a Pixar movie.
It is. We should write that.
Oh, shit. The squirrels
are I don't want to push it on you. Do you want to write it?
Hey, I would love nothing more. The best thing I got from this radio show is a few extra writing projects on the side.
Okay, that's good.
People always want to partner up. As long as I could split story by, I don't care.
Okay, sounds good to me. Now, you see these little nails on the squirrel?
Yeah. Now, did you put those?
I added extensions on them.
Because they're little purple nails.
Yeah, they're perfect. I thought they would be perfect for opening cans of soda. Now, I don't know.
And I don't know a lot about squirrels, but why do we need them to be able to open up cans
of
soda?
Well, let's say you're laying down in your living room and you want to open.
Oh, God, I always am. And so this is easy for me to imagine.
I keep my own nails short. I don't know about you.
Oh, I can't. I have one long nail, and that's for dealing blackjack.
Oh, okay. It's either guitar, blackjack, or cocaine.
Right. It does work all three, but I keep it for blackjack.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have short, stubby fingers. You know, I keep my nails real short.
Yeah, because you don't want to have short fingers, long nails.
That's right.
That's weird.
So I can't open a can of soda.
I feel
I
you
got
on
my,
that.
I got River doing it for me. Now, you look at this tail. You see how bushy it is?
Yeah, beautiful tail. Should we unstrap her from the board that she's on?
We should, yeah. Let's get that. She probably wants to come out. It's like a little car seat.
Yeah, it's a little bit. You know? There's like all these little leather belts. This would
right.
be perfect if I had a tiny neck for masturbating.
Okay, let's just get her out of there.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. You see that bushy tail?
Yeah.
What do you think that's for? Well,
that's a good question. Demonstrating virility, dangling from branches, balance.
Right. All right. Let me
write
this stuff. No, I'm asking. What do you think that's for?
Oh, do you not know, Mikey?
I
because I don't know either. Josh, can we look up what a squirrel's tail is for?
Oh, we got Google here.
Yeah, but I'm also, this feels like a health code violation. I'm not sure if you should have a loose squirrel.
Oh, it's fine, it's fine. I'm going to pour some water for the squirrel. Let me pour some water.
Well, it does have all its shots. We got all its shots.
Yeah, this thing.
No, I know, it knows how to lift a cup, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll just pass the cup to
now,
it.
Now, if it uses one hand to pick up that glass, I'll get pissed. I've made sure that River learns how to pick up a glass with two hands,
okay,
so that it doesn't.
I mean, the last thing we want is you
I'm just
pissed.
Telling you, I get very angry if River lifts it with one hand.
Down. It's cool. It's calm down. Here we go. And
you fucking little bitch.
Oh, let go of her.
Get the fuck out.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. All right. We need a new animal. We need a new animal. She's not moving.
Okay. All right. Let me get River out of the way here.
That's okay.
Right in the trash. Bounce her off the.
That's all right.
Bounce her off the three-dim basketball.
I'll get a new one. I'll get a new one.
Yeah, these things are a dime a dozen. I could fucking throw an acorn in They're my pants and bring home Long a dozen Island. Squirrels.
That's
yeah.
right. And you know they like acorns too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. You know what an acorn is, right?
I don't.
It's a nut.
Oh, fuck, mashed nuts, like in a Twix.
That's right.
So exactly. Twix is acorn chocolate caramel. We got it now.
I'm not sure what a nut is. Is it a seed?
A nut is a seed. Or a seed's nuts? There's a lot of transitive properties we're working with here.
I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit! River was never dead. It looked like, holy shit! Smash. Climbing out of the garbage can.
Hit it.
And it's pissed.
Hit it on the back. Hit its spine.
I get it right now in the middle.
Pretty sure it's the quickest way to kill it.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
It's either dead or it's going to be two living smaller squirrels.
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ. That was terrifying.
All right. Here we go. Here's another one. Now,
another big, dirty crate you have.
Okay, so here she is. This is the Corona Ice King hawk.
The Corona Ice King
now,
hawk.
Now, there used to be a hawk that lived at the Corona Ice King.
Yeah, yeah.
And here
Everyone
she is.
Everyone knows about
her.
This is her?
She loved lemon ice.
Oh, who doesn't love a lemon ice? That's one of my favorite things. Not a lot of people know this about the island, but every town, four different Italian ice places.
That's right.
Open year-round.
Yeah.
You can, in December, you can go to Luigi's, you can go to Mario's, you can go to Vito's, you can go to Corona. Yeah. Go pop in, grab a watermelon ice. Pop in, grab a lemon ice.
That's
who cares?
Right.
It's Christmas Eve. Treat yourself.
It's Christmas Eve at 3 a.m. Get yourself a lemon ice.
So I know the Corona Ice King.
Okay.
And
hawk.
This hawk lives there.
A hawk lives here above the Corona Ice King. And
so that's what those big gloves you're wearing off. Because when you said you had stubby fingers before, I didn't realize.
No, okay, yeah.
But you have these big brown leather gloves.
I do, to cover my soft fingers, because she's
short and soft.
Short and soft. She often mistakes them for twigs and rips them out of my limb.
That's dangerous.
It's not good.
Twigs are famously short and soft.
Twigs are. So, especially soft twigs.
So, twigs, not to be confused with Twix.
Although, have you ever bitten into a twig?
I bit into a twig thinking it was a Twix because there was two of them in a little bag.
I'm pretty sure there's nut inside a twig.
There's definitely nuts in twigs.
Because it's brown, it's light brown, like a Twix.
It's seeds or it's nuts?
Fuck. All right, be careful. You don't want any sudden movements around her.
Okay, I didn't know that. Let me fill up a water for the hawk.
Her name is Ripper.
And Ripper? River and Ripper?
Ripper and Ripper. Her name is Ripper. She absolutely loves children. And when I say that, I mean she loves to, like, tear them apart.
There you go. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's why you have all those dolls that look like real children.
That's
in
right.
In strollers
that's
and
right.
stuff. That's so that Ripper can just attack
them
safely.
Yeah, to get her a good exercise, I throw a doll, a little doll.
I remember you got thrown out of Robert Moses Beach because you were whipping dolls into the ocean and letting Ripper swoop
that's
down
true.
And grab
them. I don't know if birds need exercise. I haven't looked into it at all.
Everybody needs exercise.
But I think everybody needs exercise.
Every person, every animal, every mile.
Especially when you clip their wings back to sleep. I think that's how she prefers to sleep.
Yeah, so that's what the binder clip is.
You
snap that on her wings.
I went into Office Depot. I stuck my hand in the bin.
Can we talk about Office Depot?
Oh,
the people that work there.
Please.
They're so fucking nice.
Oh, okay. I was going to say stupid.
There's a lot of ice.
Say stupid.
Because the one I went into was actually a sting for, they were looking for immigrants. It was ice work.
Oh, really? Not at Staples. You won't find that at Staples.
See, I buy all my staples at where the Lakers play.
You do?
Yeah.
At like the Staples Center, they sell staples.
Yeah, that's not a lot of people know that. And the basement is a working Staples.
That's crazy. It's, I bought my house at Home Depot.
let's jump back to Ripper for a second. Ripper is looking healthy. And is that a worm it's eating?
I'm glad you said that, because Ripper's pretty sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Ripper?
She's been eating a lot of chocolate. Oh. And that's my fault. That's because I laying out all these Twix out all over my apartment. And I got these animals walking around.
I'm sorry. Mike, you live in an apartment?
That's right.
With all these animals?
Well, where do you want me to keep them?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a preference.
I live in a studio apartment.
You live in a studio apartment?
I got no closet. It's just a small open room.
And the hawk and the squirrel got along for a while?
They did. They got along for a while until I brought chocolate into the mix, which I shouldn't have done.
Because chocolate's bad for dogs, but we don't know what it does to birds or squirrels.
We have no idea, but I think it's bad because Ripper's... He's been throwing up and not feeling too well.
Oh, geez.
He's not chasing the dolls like he used to.
Ripper is going right into the York peppermint patty stash that the engineer Brett can't stop eating.
Let him do it.
Just let him do it. Hey. We just talked about how much chocolate is making it sick.
It's all right.
Brett, I'm sorry. Ripper eat the Yorks. Those are mine.
You said those were mine.
All right, I'll bring you fresh ones. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
Get away. Oh, Brett, how's the EQ? Did the Ripper touch the EQ?
Brett looks like a kid. I can't
help it. Pecking my face.
Brett, stand up.
Pecking my face. I don't give a shit about the EQ.
Why'd you shave?
Brett, I told you we need fucking beards for these animals. These animals think we're children and it's too dangerous.
Ah.
Sorry, Brett. What's the EQ levels at?
EQ is great. It's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah.
Or is it great?
It's great.
You tell me. Write in. Send in a letter to P.O. Box 516-616-116611 and send in a letter and say, was the EQ great or was it fine? And I'll remember what that's about when you just send me a piece of paper that says great or fine.
What's that number again?
It's P.O. Box 516-1661-16611.
Love that.
I see this next animal.
Oh,
I know. I recognize this
animal.
This is a dog.
That's correct.
But it's got
a regular dog.
It's not a regular. It's got a vest on that says, I'm a seeing eye dog.
Okay.
But there's no blind person.
That's a fake vest.
That's a fake vest.
I made that vest. Okay.
Why is. So that's. Oh, so do you think the dog needed to wear those big sunglasses?
It's a disguise.
What's the dog got the big blind people sunglasses?
Because I don't want people to know the real identity of the dog.
Wait, why? Is this a famous dog? Do we know this dog?
It's called a backyard dog because I took it out of someone's backyard.
It's a backyard dog? You mean it's a pet? It's a family's
pet? Sure, you could call it a pet. I took someone's pet.
So this dog, you stole this dog, took this dog out of a backyard, put a vest and glasses, and then this long walking stick that's attached
to
its collar.
Well, the problem is the house is right down the block from my apartment.
Oh, no.
And I walk this dog all the time. Dog's name is Ernie. I walk Ernie all the time, and I walk right past the house.
Jesus, you could go the other way.
That's why the disguise. I love going that way because there's this nice hot dog place at the corner.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
The hot dog place in the corner right by where Sunrise
Vitrio's.
Highway.
Vitrio's.
Yeah, Vitrio's.
Oh,
fuck. They have the biggest
fucking
hot
dog. So big. 3 foot long hot dog.
3 foot long hot dog.
Unbelievable.
I used to go there with my high school girlfriend. We could only eat 4 or 5 before we were full.
Oh, folks, they shape them like crazy straws. You gotta go.
Yeah, it's crazy. The bun, too.
It's like a French horn.
The bun.
How do they cook the bun like that?
I don't know. They must have the biggest, weirdest oven I've ever seen.
They must have the biggest oven I've ever seen.
They must have. I've never seen it, but I'm assuming if I do see it, it will have been.
I've seen
big ovens in my day. You know, I've been to pizzerias. I've been to fucking in the back of Hofstra where they
cook. You're like an oven fiend, huh?
I'm nuts for ovens.
You're like, it's like Twister for you, but instead of tornadoes.
Oh, yeah.
You're all after.
I'm a stove chaser.
You're a stove chaser. Well, you know, Ernie also doesn't eat chocolate, so don't feed any chocolate.
Hey, I'm not trying to feed chocolate to anyone. Now that Brett's got his face all bandaged up, everything's, I think we're moving along smoothly.
But I'm teaching Ernie some tricks also.
Should I stop Ernie from, I'm sorry, I want to hear about the tricks, but is it okay if Ernie eats this half of River's corpse?
Yes, totally.
Okay.
And it's fine if he eats that chocolate too.
Yeah, one thing we noticed when River was split open by when I stomped on it is that the Twix were barely digested.
That's right. That's right. They don't. They don't.
They actually look really good.
They don't break down in their stomach.
No. It's a little melty. It looks pretty yummy.
It's not good for them, but it's fine. It's fine if they eat them.
Yeah. Do we know how long we're keeping the squirrel corpse in here?
Hey, Josh, please come on. This is fucking radio.
This hawk has thrown up all over the studio.
That's fine. Yo, Howard Stern has chicks sitting on speakers. Opie and Anthony's got like developmentally disabled guys hitting each other with bats. I can have a fucking couple of animals going wild in here.
That's right.
Don Imus is allowed to say whatever he wants about the Rutgers girls basketball team. I should be allowed to have some
Don
fucking
Imus.
Don Imus, one of my heroes.
I got to show you this next animal. Oh, it's a little quiet. Josh, we just want a little sweeter animal.
All right, good.
Okay, now this one. Okay, look at this. I'm going to open this cage
blood
here.
All over my flip flops.
Now, this is a round animal.
Oh, yeah, okay. I noticed that.
It's round and it's brown on top and inside. It looks like cheese almost.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is this?
This is an egg and cheese on a roll.
Oh, okay. So this is not an animal at all. This is a sandwich. You have this in a big crate.
What do you mean? This is a bacon, egg, and cheese. Beautiful. Beautiful animal.
I mean, I guess technically they're
native.
Animal
is native to the island.
Yes, you're right. There are animal products and byproducts on it.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know if this is fully an animal.
I don't know.
Holy shit. It fucking moved.
Yeah, that's right. It's bubbling from the heat.
Yeah, wow, that crate is... Now, you keep this crate hot. Well, you keep all the crates really hot.
This is, yeah. I took this. This is not really a crate. It's more like a Domino's pizza bag.
Yeah, it is a Domino's pizza bag. It's a Domino's pizza bag. You said this is an animal crate.
Now, this animal...
It's just a sandwich.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Now, this animal...
It's shitting red and SPK all over the place.
That's right. This animal now likes a bite taken out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
I could do that. Or do you want Ernie to grab a bite of it because it's got no chocolate on it? Oh, weird enough, the bacon, egg, and cheese is also nibbling at the dead squirrel. Now this
has got a mind of its own.
This, you want me to take a bite of this?
Sure, yeah, take a bite.
All right.
That's pretty good, right? Surprise, surprise.
Do you hear some faint crying?
That's just a sandwich.
Wait, that was just a sandwich. Mikey, you fucking...
Every time I come, I gotta pull a little trick.
Holy shit, now that you're doing it to me, I remember you did this at the Westbury Music Fair. How did I just fall for it so hard like that? I've seen it a number of times. I can't believe
you're
I didn't...
You're stupid, you're stupid.
I am fucking stupid. I've been really stupid since that horse kicked me in the head.
That horse that I showed you.
Yeah, the horse you brought it around to my seat. It was a fucking Clydesdale. You
it was
brought
an angry horse. It was,
yeah, you got to see how angry this horse could get. And you slapped it in the face.
I slapped it in the face.
You were like, come over here and pet this horse. And then you slapped it so
hard. And I stomped on its feet. You know when you're on a train? Like the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, when you're on,
okay?
Yeah.
And somebody got their foot in the...
You're in between like Jamaica and
aisle.
Rockville Center, or in between Rockville Center and Baldwin, or in between Baldwin and Freeport.
Yeah, exactly.
Merrick, Belmore, Wanto, Seaford, Massapequa, Park, Abbeyville, Comeg, Lindenhurst, and Babylon.
You know it's when someone's got a foot in the aisle?
Oh, those motherfuckers.
And you just stomp down on their feet as hard as you can.
You see it and you're like...
Learn a lesson!
I'm going to pretend like I don't know this.
That's what I did to that horse.
Oh, I love when someone slightly lean into the aisle. I blast him with my backpack,
or
I just
hit him as hard as you can. Oh,
my elbow out right in the corner of their eye.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I'm sorry, you fucking 80-year-old lady, half in your seat. Get fucking old. Get bent, cunt.
Get bent. Just fucking bent, learn
fucking
how to
cunt.
Sit. You've been on the earth for 80 years. Jesus Christ.
All right. I think we have time for one more animal, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the bacon, egg, and cheese, great animal. You got me good.
That's
you got
right.
me good.
Now, this thing's a little... This is a wolf.
Jesus
I gotta
Christ.
I gotta say something. This is an...
Please.
This is an aggressive animal, okay? Mm. So just be careful. No sudden movements.
Okay.
All right? No chocolate, no drinking, nothing.
Brett, chocolate.
No moving, Josh.
The chocolate's gone. Do we have the wolf... Is the wolf filter set?
The wolf filter?
Is there a wolf...
Is that an audio thing?
Yeah, did you do the wolf mechanics? Jesus Christ.
No,
I wish I could get professional.
I'm going to give you a small piece of meat.
Okay.
You're going to hold this piece of meat. And I've trained Danielle to casually eat the meat out of your hand.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this is a wild animal that you say is...
that's right.
Do not make any sun movements out, but it will gently eat this
that's
meat.
That's right. This is a Montauk wolf.
Ooh.
All right. And it's all the way at the tip. If you don't know the island.
Yeah, it's the end.
It's the end.
It's what my fucking bumper sticker says. It's what the ass of my favorite pair of sweatpants says.
That's
Montauk,
right. Montauk.
The end, baby.
The end. Now, this wolf lives on the shores of Montauk.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That explains why all these empty White Claw cans are falling out of them.
That's right.
All right. Let me put the meat out there.
Okay, no. All right, I'm going to open the cage. Nice.
And now I notice you have a big stick with, you have like a big spear.
Yes.
Do I need anything?
No. That's for me to hit the, that's for me to hit her. Okay, I'm going to hit her over to you. Nice and slow. Just okay. Nobody
nice,
move.
Nice, gentle. No one.
I'm going to
no
open the cage.
Wait, are you sure this is safe? This
Josh,
are you
positive? Josh, do not move. This is just totally let him fine. Hit the wolf with the long spear. All right.
I'm going to hit her out of the cage real big nice and easy. Danielle! Okay. And now you're going to notice she's
stomach
got
came out first.
Muddy feet.
Yes. I was going to say, she's got some,
she's got some muddy feet.
That is the first thing I noticed, not yeah. The blood dripping from her mom.
Well, that's because I had no room in my car on the way here.
So it jogged along. You
it
went,
jogged alongside.
Oh, man, you went National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's right. Poor needs little a little exercise.
All right.
All right, here she comes. Okay. All right. I'm just going to hit her up.
She's just going to eat this prosciutto out of my hand.
She is. She's in the corner. She won't come out of the cage. Just come on. Sweetie. You fucking come on. I gotta get her right under the ear. Get her right under the ear. It's a sweet spot right where her brain sits.
Jesus it's laying Christ. Down. Please stop, Mike.
She's snoring. She's not
moving.
She went to sleep. I'm hitting her on the wrong side. She went to sleep.
No, stop.
Get the fuck up.
You can't. I think you're beating a dead wolf, like the expression.
Oh, hold on. I Holy have a backup shit. Plan. Give me that finger.
This finger?
Give me your finger.
My finger or the loose finger that's on the table that I'm just now noticing for the first time?
Is that a Twix bar?
No, that's that? Somebody's finger. It ain't mine. I think the bird coughed it up. I think right. Ripper
I'm
going
to have to push.
So let me just run through the animal names real quick. River, Ripper, Ernie, Bacon, Egg, and Cheese.
Danielle.
And Danielle.
Okay, now Danielle.
I think Danielle's dead. I'm
no,
going to be honest.
No, no.
I think you killed Danielle.
I've had this happen before. You just got to push it right in the asshole, right under the tail.
So you want me to put my finger?
One finger.
Now, wait, should I put my finger or this loose finger?
Put the loose finger.
No, put the loose finger.
Here we go. There she goes. Stop it. You moved. You stupid idiot. Oh, fuck. She's going to rip your tit. Just let her do it. Let her rip your tit off. Let her rip your tit.
WLIR 106.9.
Another great episode of the Gino Lombardo Show. Thanks for listening. I'm at Mercy Hospital in Rockville Center right now, recovering from the attack from the animals that Mikey Lieberman brought in the studio. But that's what I, as an intrepid journalist / shock jock radio host, needs to do as part of this profession. So I got to give Mikey Lieberman a call from the hospital. We kind of had to end when animal control and Nassau County SWAT team showed up and sort of, you know, tear gas the place. Luckily, we're able to get me out alive. And so we're just going to give Mikey a call and get our official goodbye and find out how Ripper's doing. Can't wait to hear about Ripper.
Hello.
Hey, Mikey, it's me, Gino. I just wanted to say thanks again for coming by the studio. Sorry we didn't get to get an official goodbye and plugs and all that.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
No, I had the best time. I'm sorry about you getting hurt.
Yeah, no. Hey, that's part of the business. You know, you want to shock the jocks, you got to shock the walk, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't tame it. You never know. It's an animal.
You got to be careful.
Look at Steve.
They're wild animals.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, I'm bummed we didn't get to the stingray that you brought in the kiddie pool.
I thought that
would have been a fun thing.
No, that's that would have been a lot of fun. Maybe next time.
How's Ripper doing?
She's
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. I got angry and she had to go. I had to throw her out.
Okay, throw her out.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's just out there loose now on the island. She back at Corona King?
She's in some dumpster.
Oh.
It's fine. We got into a fight.
All right. Well, Mikey, that's all great news. I want to say thank you again for being on the show.
No, thank you for having me.
So, you do a weekly show at the Rockville Center train station.
That's right.
Like a little squirrel dance routine.
I'm at Rye Playland on Saturday.
Rye Playland's on Saturday.
That's right.
Adventureland out east in Farmingdale on Sunday.
Farmingdale, that's right. Yeah. And
so check you out there and
be nice to animals.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Nurse, I'm done with the phone. I guess you can take it away now. And I'll need more morphine. Hopefully I make it and there's another episode for you guys to listen to. But just in case there isn't, I want you to play the interview with Mikey Lieberman at my funeral. I want it to be at Hunkford and Clark Funeral Home
and I want you to play the interview with Mikey Lieberman. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I love you, my uncle slash stepdad. All right, it's time for me to go. There's a thick Dominican nurse that I promised I'd finger later, so signing off. 106.9 WLIR, The Gino Lombardo Show. And here to take us out is Billy Joel.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.